people often ask me if I think that chimps show any sign of religious behavior. And although some people think that's a silly, ridiculous question, it's actually not as silly as it sounds. Deep in the forest, there is an amazing waterfall at Gombe where the water drops some 80 feet. And during the millions of years, the water has carved for itself a deep channel in the rock so that as the water falls into this cleft, air is displaced. And so always when you move up towards this waterfall and you hear the rumbling sound and thundering of the falling water as it hits the pebbly river base, the ferns growing up the side of the cliffs are waving, and there's always a cool air and it's drenched with spray. And sometimes when the chimpanzees arrive at this place, mostly the males, but even sometimes the females, they perform a wild dance. We call it the waterfall dance or the waterfall display. And they will sway from foot to foot upright, bend down and pick up huge rocks and throw them into the water. And then after maybe 10, even 15 minutes of this strange rhythmic dance at the base of the waterfall, if you're fortunate enough to be able to see their eyes, they may sit on a rock and you see them looking up at where the water is falling 80 feet above, and their eyes follow it as it comes down. And then, what is this? What is this water? It's always coming, but it's always going, and yet it's always there. And couldn't that be the kind of awe, feeling of wonder at nature that created some of the early animistic religions, the worship of the water, the worship of the sun, the worship of fire, these elements in the lives of early humans that they couldn't quite understand? And if chimpanzees had sophisticated spoken language, if they could sit and talk about what aroused these feelings of wonder and awe, discuss it with each other, might not that lead to some kind of ritual religion?